Morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. This is Calvin here with Electronic News Network, home of Electronic Editions. We are here again today live. We're going to be taking news off of our LinkedIn page today, guys. Hopefully you guys are having a great day. It is the July 21st, and we got some pretty interesting stuff erupting in the tech world, right? New products roll out, new protocols with Amazon. Even just interesting products you guys would want to see and just hear about, So hopefully you guys are having a great day. Before we move forward, please, guys, go ahead, visit our website, electronicadditions.net. There you'll be able to find the latest tech deals, tech items, tech updates, as well as blogs. We try to update our products that we have available weekly as well, too, so you guys can get really good deals. Also, guys, you guys can be able to become an EAD club member. It's not that expensive to start and to keep as well. With that, though, you'll have access to the best tech products and, at great, great prices. Also, you have insider information and some free products as well, too, that we send out monthly to our members only. Okay, so go ahead, electronicadditions.net. That's electronicadditions.net. Without further ado, let's get started today, guys. We're going to be taking news off our LinkedIn page. So let's go. So it looks like Google here, guys, is making it easier to find Wear OS apps on the Play Store, which is pretty cool, right? So as we approach the release of Google and Samsung's joint smartwatch operating system later this year, Google today outlined some new Play Store improvements that will make it easier for customers to find and download apps to their Wear OS devices, right? So the company is making it faster to search for smartwatch apps on your Android phone and install them instantly, right? So there are new filters that are activated when you include watch or watch face in your Play Store search query. Based on this post, it sounds like Google will also be making an effort to better highlight the best and most useful wrist apps with more curated collections in the designated Wear OS and Watch Faces sections of the Play Store, right? So for you guys that, love, pretty much the Google smartwatch or the Samsung smartwatch, right? So it looks like they're adding these features, right? And, if you guys want to learn more about this too, very, very cool new filter features. Go ahead. I'm pretty sure they have this on their website as well too. You can probably look this up on YouTube. But if you really are fanboys of us, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Moreover, guys, we also have Amazon will end on-site COVID-19 testing at its U.S. warehouses, right? So many of you guys know before Amazon was giving COVID tests. It looks like they're about to end that very soon, right? So it looks like Amazon has informed workers that it will end on-site COVID-19 testing at its U.S. warehouses, as first reported by The Information, right? So the company confirmed to The Verge that it will begin ramping down on its testing operations in the U.S. by July 30th, right? So that's in about a few days, guys. It's July 21st now. So we might have time, especially if you're an Amazon employee. I would say, if it's really important, especially for the job, go ahead and do what's best for you, right? So although many in the U.S. are vaccinated, 48% of the country is fully vaccinated, according to the New York Times data as of Monday. The change comes as case rates around the country are going up. The significant majority of the new cases have been found among unvaccinated people, right? And so that's what it is, guys, right? So if you guys want to learn more about this too, and learn more about Amazon's protocol, you guys can go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Moreover, guys, we also have news on Louis Vuitton $2,890 light-up speaker is looking like something Thanos would steal. For you guys don't know who Thanos is, he is a Marvel superhero character. And let me tell you guys, this speaker looks super cool. It's definitely something that Thanos would steal or would use. Very, very cool guys, right? So it looks like Louis Vuitton, very well-known fashion brand, has revealed its next foray into tech products. The $2,890 Horizon light-up speaker, which looks less like either a gadget or a piece of high fashion, and more like an artifact of untold cosmic power from the next Marvel movie, right? So according to Louis Vuitton, the idea is that the Horizon speaker will serve as an artistic centerpiece of your living room or outfit, a unique blend of fashion and technology that aims to challenge what a portable speaker should look like, a goal in which is in which it undoubtedly has succeeded. All right, so if you go ahead and follow us on LinkedIn and you guys click into the article, you guys will be able to see kind of the form of what the speaker takes, kind of this Thanos, kind of shield-like form, right? With Louis Vuitton logo brand imprints on it, right? And it lights up. So it looks pretty cool, guys. Go ahead. You guys want to go see it, check it out on our LinkedIn page. You guys would be surprised. Moreover, guys, news on Snapchat. Looks like Snap buys another company to make augmented reality shopping a reality, right? So Snap is making a big bet on AR shopping, right? So AR is augmented reality, right? So the parent company of Snapchat has bought Vertebrae, right? So a company that lets brands create and manage 3D versions of their goods. Vertebrae's 50-person team will be developing the platform for existing and new clients, according to a Snap spokesperson, right? The idea is that the company can easily upload visuals and other information about an item into Vertebrae and have a 3D version made for shoppers to access, right? And potentially buy directly within Snapchat. So that's pretty cool, guys, right? So you have, you're able to see the products that you want to buy, but in 3D form, right? And it's on Snapchat. And this is another reason why, again, I'm betting big on Snapchat because they're adding features like this. And this is why it'd be, I love investing into Snapchat personally because they did not sell out to Instagram or Facebook years ago, and they could have. I know Facebook was trying to buy out Snapchat, for billions of dollars. They turned down the deal, for a reason, because they just keep developing new features, right? So this is something that is very, very new. We know that Facebook has Facebook Marketplace and you can shop on Facebook, right? So it looks like, Snapchat's trying to enter into that field, right? But also bringing in a little bit more, pizzazz with the 3D versions, right? So I think that's really, really cool, right? So while Snap first used its augmented reality tech for silly effects like puking rainbows and dancing hot dogs, the company increasingly sees AR as a way to shop. Right, so early tests of AR shopping experiences, such as recent collaboration with Gucci to let people virtually try on a pair of limited edition sneakers, right? Very, very cool. So they have shown Snap that people are more likely to buy something if they interact with it in 3D, and that's pretty true, right? So imagine you wanted to buy a hat or a pair of shoes or a shirt, and then Snapchat, you're able to physically see. And a pretty good view how it would be on you, right? Just like if you were going to a mall or fitting room, you want to try out shoes or pants or whatever. Now you're able to do it directly from, your smartphone from home, and you're able to shop online. You can do this 3D, right? So very, very cool, guys. I can't wait until they roll out this feature. Many people, we can play with it, test it, and stuff like that. They're probably even testing it, having testers that are testing it right now as we speak. But this should be very, very cool, guys, right? So if you guys want to learn more about this too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Moreover, guys, we also have Apple, right? So news on Apple. It looks like it's pushing back return to offices in terms of employment due to rising COVID cases, right? So Apple is delaying its plan to return to mandatory in-person work because of increase in COVID cases driven by the Delta variant, right? According to Bloomberg, right? So the company had laid out a roadmap for returning to its offices in early September, with employees expected to come in at least 3 days a week. But now that deadline has reportedly been extended by at least a month to October at the earliest, right? Apple's return to offices was controversial among some of its employees. A group of workers in an internal Slack channel for thousands of remote work advocates collaborated on a letter to CEO Tim Cook and the rest of Apple's leadership, right? Making the case that the company should embrace a more flexible work from home policy, right? So, yeah, it makes sense, right? Deirdre O'Brien, Apple's SVP of Retail and People, responded to the request by saying in-person collaboration is essential to our culture and our future. And yeah, I mean, many, many, many people are just waiting to go back to the office, right? Especially with big companies like Apple, Microsoft, Google. These types of companies, they have really, really nice offices, really, how, the modern tech offices are. And just being in that environment, I mean, it's fun, right? You're collaborating with your teammates, you're collaborating with your colleagues, in order to get, projects done and everything like that. Sure, I mean, working from home is good, right? You can make that argument. Zoom and everything is fine. Google Meetups is cool too. But the reality is that, nothing is like having that in-person connection to be able to, fully comprehend and really understand what, people want, but also, it's just what it is, right? Like what the like Deirdre O'Brien said, it's part of their culture, right? In-person collaboration is essential, right? For Apple, I'm pretty sure even for other companies like Amazon, Dell, Microsoft, and others, right? Like Google. So yeah, guys, let us know what you think. I think this is a it makes sense, right? We all know that, hey, this new variant is out there. Being able to extend that is could be good, right? But I know there are tons and tons of employees just itching to get back to the office to, just have a new environment, right? That's of course, sitting in one place, sitting at home is cool too, but being able to move around, we're still human, right? So we still have to, be able to communicate. Moreover, guys, we also have news on the Olympics, right? So the Olympics are approaching a danger zone of extreme heat, right? So the Olympic athletes are grappling with another public health threat on top of the pandemic extreme heat. Right, so this year's Summer Olympics are forecast to be the hottest in decades. The temperatures are expected to rise above 30 degrees Celsius, right? So that's close to 90 degrees Fahrenheit, guys. That's pretty hot, so definitely bring some water, bring a few waters, bring some ice, right? So this week could be could put even the strongest athletes in danger of heat stroke or illness, right? They also have to contend with oppressive humidity, which interferes with the body's ability to regulate its temperature by sweating on top of the scorching heat, right? So this is why it's always good to not always work out in extreme heat. Even if I don't care how strong you are or how much stamina you have or whatever, when it's really hot, guys, you want to make sure you have tons of water, that you're drinking. Even when you're working out too, you're sweating a lot, it's humid. You want to make sure you're filling your body with lots of fluid and with water. Even if you have Gatorade like electrolytes, it's always good to be filling your body with water, because it's getting hot out there. And we can see that, right? So if you guys want to learn more about this too, guys, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. And it looks like, also we have news on Jeff Bezos, right? So you could have watched Jeff Bezos get launched into space, right? So it looks like Jeff Bezos, the richest man in the world, is flying to space Tuesday morning, which was yesterday, on his company's suborbital rocket, right? So he's riding with a motley crew of three other passengers, his brother Mark, 82-year-old aviation icon Wally Funk, and 18-year-old Dutch high school grad Oliver Damon, right? So the mission called NS-16 will mark the first Blue Origin sends the first time Blue Origin sends humans to space, right? So Bezos will become the second billionaire to fly a rocket he helped fund, right after Virgin Galactic founder Richard Branson launched on his own company's rocket plane to space on July 11th, right? So Damon will be the youngest person to fly to space, and Funk, and lively firebrand aviator who trained as an astronaut in the 60s but never made it to space, will be the oldest, right? So it's very, very cool, guys. You're able to watch this yesterday. You guys would, see it. It's probably now all over YouTube, so you guys can probably see it on YouTube and other websites as well too. If you guys want to learn more too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about this as well too, guys. All right, and we also have Huawei, right? So Huawei, another Chinese phone brand, which I really, really like. Huawei P50 Pro camera specs officially revealed for the first time. So while the Huawei P50 series doesn't exactly have a boatload of buzz around it, it feels like most phone fans have forgotten all about the once great company. New information keeps popping up ahead on the July 29 China launch, right? So case in point, on Chinese social media platform Weibo, Huawei posted a teaser video of the P50 Pro. While lots of the visuals are just moving versions of pictures we've already seen, a few new ones are used, and savvy watchers have spotted a few hidden details in them, right? So you see, most premium phones have some of the snapper specs listed by the lenses, mainly for the purposes of bragging, right? So 100x zoom, 108 MP, and so on. So as spotted by the video watchers, Huawei P50 Pro video shows Vario Simulx H1 830.4, right? So it shows different specs and features, guys. And this new information too, guys, is going to be popping up. You guys will be able to see more about this phone too, ahead of the July 2019 China launch, right? So you guys will be able to see that, and I'm pretty sure they'll host a launch. You'll probably be able to watch the launch on their website, also on YouTube, probably other platforms as well too. If you guys want to learn more about this too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Right, and this is really cool, guys. Right, we also have a paralyzed man is able to still go ahead and get behind the wheel, right? So how technology put a paralyzed racing driver behind the wheel, back behind the wheel, right? So a former Indy Racing League driver, Sam, suffered a severe spinal cord injury during a practice lap at Florida's Walt Disney World Speedway in 2000. He was diagnosed as a quadriplegic and given just a few years to live, right? So no longer will he be able to drive a race car. Sam founded Schmidt Peterson Motorsport, known as Aero McLaren SP, right? So which has since become the most successful team in the history of the Indy Lights series, right? But as you might expect from a man accustomed to the driving seat, watching from the padlock was just not enough. So in 2013, Sam partnered with a team of engineers to get back behind the wheel. Together, he and American tech company Arrow Electronics developed the Sam Car, a semi-autonomous Chevrolet Corvette Stingray-controlled, right? So incredibly using only head movements, right? Voice commands and breath, right? So in the years since, Sam has driven the car in amateur races, broken speed records, and crushed down public streets in several US cities, all despite being paralyzed from the chest down. This is just amazing, guys. Look at this use case where even if you're paralyzed, you're not even able to drive. This guy was able to drive due to highly functioning technological devices in this car, right? So this makes me question, could this happen in the future with other folks similar to him, right, who are paralyzed or may not be able to even move some of their body parts and drive, right? So with these highly equipped technological cars, anything is really possible, right? So this is what I wanted you guys to really see, right? Very, very cool, very interesting, right? You guys can go ahead. If you guys go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, you guys will be able to see pictures and how the car looks like. And it looks really, really nice. And kind of the technology that goes behind it, and how he's able to drive and stuff like that. Very, very cool, guys. Go ahead, check it out. All right. Moreover, guys, we also have Scooter, right? So the Pure Air Go electric scooter, right? So the Pure Air Go is a solid entry-level electric scooter. It's a sturdy and doesn't cost too much, but some might find its weak motor and limited range too big an encumbrance. If you can splash out on the non-Go variant, we'd recommend it as it greatly improves the features, right? But this is a worthy vehicle that'll treat you very well, right? For you guys that are electric scooter nerds out there, the Pure Air Go should be probably on your radar, especially if you're looking to stay within a reasonable budget, right? So that is pretty much the news we're going to be taking for today, guys. This is all on our LinkedIn page too, guys. You guys can go ahead, go ahead, follow us on our LinkedIn page, Electronic Edition. Also, guys, if you get confused, go in our website, on our official website, electronicconditions.net. You'll be able to go and find our social media pages there too. So if you get confused, just follow us from there. And we update you guys daily and weekly so you guys can stay updated on the most relevant news, protecting yourself from all these types of ransomware, scammers, all these types of coercive online phishing scenarios, so you guys don't get caught up in that stuff, right? And also just be able to protect yourself and stay cognizant. We're in the digital realm, guys. So this is Electronic News Network. I'll see you guys soon in the next one. Peace out.